I grew up in Harper Woods, and like 3-4 blocks down from our house was a rental hall called Harper Hall. And on weekends, when I was little, they started, I think, in 65, but I'm not sure, as calling it two nights, first one night a week, then two nights a week. They called it the Hideout. And they had unknown local bands like Bob Seger, the Amboy Dukes, and the Rationals, people who got on the radio. And the band we were most familiar with was the Underdogs, because it was made up of high school kids who went to Grosse Pointe High, but they got a record deal. And they were on the radio, and you could hear them on, I think, CKLW and WKNR, certainly. Michelle knows about them. And to me, when I was little, I thought, and I was already writing songs, I thought when I'm older and I'm like 15, 16, I'll have a band and I'll get to play there. But by the time that happened, the Hideout was gone. The original music scene was gone. I did a 45 called Apparition under the band name Apparition, which was me and one other guy who was a friend of mine, one block over. Then after we'd worked on it for over a year and done two versions of the record, he quit. And so Apparition turned out to be something which at the time was unheard of, but in the late, basically the early 80s, you started seeing it, especially in new wave things, is you'd have something like the, but it turned out to be one guy, and even then, he brought in session musicians. Apparition was me playing guitar, drums, bass, mellotron, synthesizer, and doing all the vocals.
And you just sold a copy.
Did I sell? I sold one copy of the Apparition.
From
I didn't just sell this. I sold a copy of the Apparition single that somebody had asked for. Who just dug me up on the internet. I have no idea who he was. And I asked him what he was willing to pay, and he was willing to pay $100. And so at that point, I went through my archives and eventually found out where the old singles were and sold a copy. Plus, I had found it on, or a friend of mine, my next-door neighbor who grew up next door to me, found online that somebody had posted, he found a couple things, that had found this record that was played like once on CJOM, which is now 89X, and was distributed only through record stores in Detroit, and has ended up having a life of its own on the internet. And he would find things, my neighbor, Rick Schultz, and send them to me where somebody had done a whole page about Apparition, and they thought it was two guys from New Jersey. But they had the record. They'd even posted the songs from the record. So I've gone from that to having iTunes and Napster and Amazon selling the silly CD, Public Enema Number 1, illegally without my permission. I own all the copyrights and the song copyrights and the sound copyrights, and they're selling it through all the major distributors online without permission and without paying me a cent.